The title of this presentation is African American and Latino Youth Views on Accessing Reproductive Health Services, and this is me. I have nothing to disclose. So the purpose of this study was to provide knowledge on perceptions of and access to and use of contraceptives and STI testing for sexually active African American and Latino youth to suggest effective strategies for teen pregnancy prevention by increasing the utilization of reproductive health services. That is a lot to summarize. This data that was collected was part of a five-year project that was funded through the Centers for Disease Control in South Carolina in two counties. So I'm going to walk you through what we found by looking at what the youth told us about contraceptives and STIs and their thoughts on accessing reproductive health services. So the research questions, I'm going to start with the quantitative research questions, and we want to find out, was there a significant difference in knowledge of accessing reproductive health services among African American, Latino, and white youth? Was there a significant difference in the knowledge of contraceptive methods among these three groups? And is there a significant difference in the contraception usage among the three groups? For the qualitative questions, we wanted to know how the African American and Latino youth perceive reproductive health, including contraceptive methods and sexually transmitted infections. We wanted to know, were there differences, if any, in the perception of reproductive health care, including contraceptive methods and sexually transmitted infections? And what difference exists, if any, in perceptions of accessing sexual health, and what factors contributed to the perceptions of both of these groups? So the research design, this was a secondary analysis and sequential mixed method study. The quantitative data, we used survey data from 797 youth in South Carolina, ages 15 to 19. And the original data that was collected was done by door-to-door youth survey takers. There was a geographic image taken of the teen pregnancy data, the teen pregnancy hotspots and zip codes where teens gave birth, and youth survey takers went door to door in those areas looking for 15 to 19-year-olds. And our goal was 800 and we got 797. We took out any youth who did not identify themselves as African American, white, or Latino. So we ended up with a sample size of 713 for this particular study. For focus groups, we specifically look for youth who identify themselves as African American or Latino, and we ended up doing eight focus groups with 63 participants, and those groups were divided into African American males, African American females, Latino males, and Latina females. So there were two of each group. For the quantitative data analysis, chi-square tests were done to analyze survey questions written in multiple choice format, and ANOVA tests were used on survey questions using continuous variables. And if you want to know the theories, we did, for the quantitative data, the theory of reason, action, and planned behavior was used, and for the qualitative data, phenomenology was the selective theory. So getting into the results, the good stuff, which y'all came for. For research question one, we found no significant relationship in participants who had been to a clinic to get birth control. So this is no significant relationship between those that have been to a clinic and their race or ethnicity. But we did find significant relationships between race and ethnicity and participants who thought parental approval was needed to seek services, those who believed the clinic would inform their parents of their visit, the belief that money was needed to receive services, the belief and knowledge of where to go. So did they know if there was a place where they could go to get birth control or an STD test? And the belief that using contraception is not worth the time. There was a significant relationship in all of those. Looking at research question two, we did find a significant relationship in the knowledge of the pill, condoms, the contraceptive patch, the ring, and emergency contraception and race or ethnicity of the survey participant. And for research question three, we looked at the method used at last sex of the survey participants, and there was a significant relation between race and ethnicity of the survey participant and use of the patch and condoms at last sex. Looking at the qualitative results, research question one, we found that there was a mistrust of contraception. So youth didn't really understand or think that contraception was an effective method, so therefore they chose not to use it. There's a fear of side effects, and that means fear of gaining weight, fear of foreign objects being put in your body, things like that. Fear of LARC specifically, and when I say LARC, I mean long-acting reversible contraception, and specifically I'm talking about IUDs and implants. So there are specific fears around those two methods. And there was also a mistrust of condoms. People didn't think condoms were effective. Even if you use a condom, you can still get an STI. Condoms really don't work, so why use them? Are the kind of responses that we got. Looking at research question two, in African-American males, there was a mistrust of women. And when I say mistrust of women or their partner, I can't really tell if she's on the pill, so I don't trust the method that she's using. I'm not going to trust the condom that I get from a girl because she could poke holes in it. Those types of responses. And there was also another fear of LARC, fear of those IUDs and implants. Research question three, a theme emerged around lack of confidentiality. I really don't know what's going to happen if I go to a health center. They could call, my parents could call and they could tell them that I was here. I'm going to block my number out when I call the clinic because I don't want them to know who I am. Those types of responses are what we got. And in research question four, wanting to look at factors, we know that there's a career of parental notification. So they are scared that the clinics are going to tell their parents that they've been there to seek services. Fear side effects, that's that I'm going to gain weight. My hair is going to come out. Different things from using hormonal contraception. And lack of parental support. My parent or guardian is not going to be supportive of me getting on birth control. A lack of understanding of the medical system. I don't understand insurance. I don't understand how all of these pieces work or when do I have to pay or what is a copay. They don't understand that. And media influences. I saw this show and this particular person wasn't using contraception, or this rapper says that he doesn't strap up with his girlfriend. Those kind of things influence their behavior. We also did a triangulated data analysis. And here are the different areas that we coded the quantitative and qualitative results into, looking at relationship influences, structural and environmental factors, self-perceptions, and risk appraisal. So the interpretation of findings. For research question one, we know that youth are unaware of where to get services, and those youth who are unaware of where to get services are at greater risk for unintended pregnancy and STDs. We know that youth are unaware of their rights regarding accessing reproductive health care, including confidentiality, and they're less likely to access services when they're unaware of those rights. We also know a lack of perceived control could lead to youth not accessing those services. Quantitative research question two findings. There's a lower overall knowledge of contraceptive methods. Condoms and pills are the most commonly known, and we know those are the least effective on the tiered method end. And lower knowledge levels contribute to lack of utilization of effective methods. We also know for research question three, condoms were the most commonly used method at last sex. And low usage of methods outside of condoms and pills. And there's negative attitudes around contraception that can affect their utilization. Qualitative research question one. All the groups, African-American females, males, Latino males, and Latino females felt that hormonal contraception was not effective. We know that all the groups also felt that condoms were ineffective in preventing STDs. And we know African-American females specifically felt the fear of side effects of hormonal contraception. And this shows how subjective norms can influence behaviors in communities. Research question two, African-American females with strong fear of side effects of hormonal contraceptions and that fear of those long-acting methods, the IUDs and the implants. African-American males, their main thing was mistrust of female partners. I'm not going to trust the condom that I get from a girl. I'm not going to trust that she's on a method or trust the method that she's on. And we know mistrust of effective methods can lead to underutilization of those specific methods, which is why we're trying so hard to educate young people about LARCs so they can get on those more effective methods. Research question 3. African-American and Latino females, there's a strong theme of lack of confidentiality, so they're concerned about their privacy when they go in for visits. Lack of understanding of the medical system in African-American males, females, and Latino males. So we don't understand how the insurance system works. We don't understand how these medical systems work to get care. There's a lack of understanding of minors' rights contributes to the underutilization of health services. Research question 4, we found that there's a misperception that you need money to access services. They don't know about Medicaid programs or low-cost, no-pay, sliding scale fees, and all of these factors contribute to the underutilization of reproductive health services. And my last slide, I'm on time. Recommendations for action. We know health centers should review their policies and procedures related to confidentiality and consent for adolescents. Health centers should address myths and misconceptions of condoms and contraceptions with their adolescent patients. Community-based programs and organizations should place an emphasis on education of myths and misconceptions of condoms and contraceptions. And referral information should be provided that includes minors' rights information and payment sources. That's my time. Thank you very much.